Tuesday, December 20th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, I want to take you to an article out of the Daily Caller. The University of Wyoming's decision to ban a church elder from operating a table inside the student union raises free speech concerns. University of Wyoming restricted Laramie Faith Community Church elder Todd Schmidt's ability to reserve a table in the student union after he put up a sign which identified a biological male student who is currently in the Kappa Kappa Gamma sorority. Schmidt's sign was considered discrimination and harassment because it read, "God created male and female," and then the student's name is a male.
The last thing that the cultural elite want is the free debate of issues of truth in the public square. Historically, because we believed that we were building civilization upon truth that was derived from and consistent with divine revelation that is displayed in creation and special divine revelation, which is displayed in God's Word, we believed that, hey, one of the great blessings of a culture like ours of freedom that says no to anarchy and no to tyranny, we have the free debate of ideas in society, unless, of course, those ideas are designed for destructiveness, in other words, violation of God's ethical law revealed in the Ten Commandments. Otherwise, we want free speech. We want to debate ideas. Why? Because whenever you are searching for or debating from the axioms of truth, then you don't fear debate. But in this cultural death spiral of insanity and absurdity, in an attempt to normalize the abnormality of immorality, sexual promiscuity, and perversion, what God calls an abomination, in an effort to normalize that, you have to deny free speech. You have to deny the exchange of public ideas. So here's a man that is engaged for 17 years in a well-ensconced tradition in America that goes all the way back to the very pre-founding years of America, which is street preaching, where you go to the street and you make proclamation. His street is the student union and cafeteria area in the university, where for 17 years he's gone and debated and preached and interacted with students. Now he comes with the historic sanity of Western civilization that when you're born, you're either a biological male or you're a biological female. That is his premise in his exercise of free speech. And now they tell him, no, you can't do that. Well, if that's so stupid, if what he is doing is wrong, if what he is doing is irrational, if what he is saying is demonstrably misguided, then debate him. Show it. You win by persuasion when you take on the debate. But why do we have a cancel culture? Why do we have a culture that denies free speech in the public square? Because we are attempting to impose a culture of insanity, and insanity cannot win the debate. A culture of absurdity, and absurdity cannot win the debate. Therefore, it has to outlaw the debate. It has to cancel the debate. Thus, the cancel culture that wants to eradicate everything from the past because it stands in opposition to the present proposal of a culture of insanity, absurdity, lethality that has deathly consequences because of its embrace of immorality. Now, look at Western civilization's most prized civic document, the Constitution of the United States. What you see being attacked is the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. So you see in the choreographed celebration of the signing of the respect for marriage, which is actually a disrespect of marriage, you immediately see articles like we covered yesterday that are attacking the free practice of religion because biblical truth and historic reality is what we are attempting to normalize, which God calls an abomination. We have to eviscerate the rights of the free practice of religion. The church is in the target of this movement to decrease deconstruct Western civilization and to reconstruct a pagan barbaric society based upon sexual anarchy, based upon self-gratification, and focused upon the normalization of sexual anarchy, promiscuity, and perversion. Therefore, you have to shut down any voice that debates it, because you can't win the debate. The cultural elite have to marginalize, eradicate, and eventually eviscerate those who are calling for the sanity of Western civilization. Not the perfections. There's much to be modified. But the sanity of the foundations of Western civilization, such as the sanctity of marriage, the sanctity of family, the sanctity of gender, the sanctity of life, those great truths affirmed in monotheistic religion, those great truths have to be marginalized, have to be eradicated. This culture cannot stand debate. Therefore, it is not asking for the toleration of its insanity and absurdity. It is demanding the capitulation that the sane must join the institution of insanity, that logic must now bow to absurdity, to embrace immorality, even with the consequences of death, and not only physical death, but spiritual death, emotional death, and the institutions of Western civilization are dying right before our eyes.
Well, Harry, this next story, if you looked up the word absurdity in the dictionary, you might find this story in the definition. I hope our listeners can follow the details of this. A woman in Norway is facing up to 3 years in prison on criminal hate speech charges after saying that a man cannot become a lesbian. Tanya Jovan, a lesbian filmmaker and actress, was informed on November the 17th that she was under investigation for speaking out against prominent Norwegian activist Christine Jentoff. Jentoff is a transgender female, a biological male, that often refers to herself as a lesbian mother. Jentoff previously accused another woman, Christina Ellingsen, of transphobia for a similar claim. Ellingsen is also under investigation and also faces 3 years in jail if found guilty. The post on Javon's Facebook page is under investigation. It's just impossible for men to become a lesbian as it is for men to become pregnant. Men are men regardless of their sexual fetishes.
So welcome to the rabbit hole of insanity, absurdity, lethality, and immorality. So what do we have? We have the insanity and absurdity of a biological male declaring, I am now a female. Now go to the next step of insanity and absurdity in the devolution of life, that this biological male declaring that he is a female now declares that he is a lesbian. In other words, the biological male says that he is a lesbian, so as a identified woman, he will now have sexual relationships with other women. Which, by the way, is what the heterosexual definition of marriage actually is. And so now you have the insanity of his declaration of being a woman, the insanity that he, as a trans woman, is going to engage in relationships with other women as a lesbian. And over here is the insanity of a woman declaring herself as a lesbian, who now tells the trans woman that you can't be a lesbian because in reality, you're still a biological man. Therefore, a biological man cannot be a lesbian, which, by the way, she's right, but the whole lesbian culture is wrong, and the transgenderism culture is wrong. But welcome to the culture of insanity, absurdity, and the embrace of immorality with its consequences of lethality. The answer is the death of the deification of self and the triumph of the Almighty, and to know the thrice holy God who can make you right with him through Jesus Christ and bring sanity to your life, bring order to your life, bring the blessing of virtue to your life, all for his glory.
As we close out for today, let me remind you that on Fridays, we have our Ask the Pastor feature, and we'd like you to be involved by sending Harry your questions. Questions related to what do the Scriptures mean and questions concerning the issues of life and how the Scriptures address those issues. Write to us at askthepastor@briarwood.org. We'll do stop by again tomorrow, Wednesday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.